Hey there, how are you doing? I am Kristen Ann James, but you can call me CJ, and you're listening to the Shine to 5 Method with CJ. I'm your host. In this podcast, I will be having authentic conversations with amazing women who have found their shine and are walking in their purpose. Because you want to know why? They know the importance of working on their mindset. Their stories are unique and relatable, sometimes at the same time, because we are all on this journey called life. I want these conversations to serve as encouragement to each and every one of you who feels stuck, that it's time to get your head in the game and find your shine. The world is waiting. Let's get into it. Joining me today is Dr. Tabo, and she is an international speaker. And we're going to be talking about your pain is your power. But before we get into the conversation, I wanted to give Tabo a moment to shine and tell us a little bit more about yourself. Whatever you'd like us to know, you take it away. And thank you so much for being here with me today.
Thank you so much, CJ, for having me. Who am I? I am Notabo Guguletu Ncube. Notabo means mother, teacher of joy, and Guguletu means our precious gift from above. Now, I'm a medical doctor, an international speaker, as you have already said. I'm also a coach and a mentor. I believe that I'm here at such a time to use my voice and my story to inspire hope, to empower, and to inspire humanity, but to also raise the vibration of the earth. Essentially, I'm here to spread light, love, and hope.
And I love that you—that's how you describe yourself. Because whenever I do have a conversation with you, or whenever I have heard you speak, that's exactly what I feel like you're doing. That you're spreading light, and you're trying to, through your experience, just inspire others and keep others encouraged. Your pain is your power. I'm thinking that's something to do with like turning your obstacles into opportunities. So when you say your pain is your power, what do you want people to know about from that title?
Right. What I want people to recognize is that each and every one of us individually, you know, have gone through some degree of pain or have found ourselves in circumstances that are beyond our control. And what I've come to learn from my humble life experiences is that our pain is connected to our higher calling and purpose. I wouldn't be here today if it wasn't for the pain of losing my mother at the tender age of 14. But just to give you a backstory, my mother passed away at 14 years old, as you know. And when I was watching my mother lying down in her coffin, I made a promise to her, a promise to become a medical doctor. My last words were, "Mama, ngiletemba," which means, "Mama, I'm hopeful." I continued and said, "I will try by all means and I'll strive to be a doctor." Now, CJ, as you can imagine, those words were rather too strong and powerful for a 14-year-old child to have been able to articulate, especially at such a time of pain. And looking back, I recognize that consciousness, God, was speaking in and through me as God, because that divine hand already knew that one day I'll be using that pain to give other people hope, to remind other people that it is through the gift of our pain and suffering that we awaken to our true purpose and calling in life. So that's what I'm here to do, essentially, on Mother Earth, to spark that light in another, to shift the lens through which people see their pain and their circumstances, so that way they are able to turn it around into something that is more and bigger than themselves.
Yeah. And knowing that we all, to some degree, go through certain experiences, some, of course, worse than others. You know, you losing your mom at 14, I couldn't imagine, right? And you kept your promise that you made to your mom and you became a medical doctor. And you used your experience and you used that your pain to fuel you. And at one point when you did become a doctor, at what point did you really start to share your story and your experience to now become, you know, an international speaker and then just spreading your light across the world?
Right. You know, that's a good question. Actually, I started out my journey in medicine when I was 22 years old. That's when I started medical school. When I was just starting medical school, I didn't have enough money, to go to school. And a stranger had given me $10,000 to start. And I needed a difference of roughly about, $15,000 to $20,000 at the time. And so I so happened to be talking to a friend of mine who was based in the US at the time. And she said to me, how about you send your story to Oprah Winfrey since she's all about empowering the girl child and women through education? Maybe you're going to land on something there in terms of money to finance for, my studies. So what I was looking forward to receiving from Oprah was a scholarship or a bursary. So I went on her website, and unfortunately, I didn't find what I was looking for. But the universe, that divine hand, guided me to something that was more. And the first thing that popped up was, tell us your story. You become what you believe. Tell us your story. You become what you believe. Just to give you a bit of context to my background, CJ, I was born and raised in Zimbabwe. That's where I grew up and moved to Canada when I was 17 years old, and did high school here. So, considering my background, I had never known that people can actually create lucrative journeys through speaking, public speaking, and so forth. I grew up in an environment, in a culture where it was the norm to become a doctor, a nurse, a teacher, and so forth. So you were supposed to follow the traditional profession, if that makes sense. So, when I went on the Oprah Winfrey website, and there was something that say, "Tell us your story. You become what you believe." I didn't know I had a story because I had never been exposed to that industry of personal development before. And but intuitively, I was, in that moment brought to a place of recognizing that I had a story. And so I just typed in, at the age of 14, my mother passed away. I made a promise to my mother to become a medical doctor, and I'm just starting medical school right now. And at the time, I was just trying to try. So what I was really looking for was money to go to school. I wasn't looking for any platform to share my story or any publicity and so forth. What I truly needed was money to go to school because I was set on becoming a medical doctor. I was set on fulfilling the promise I had made to my mother. I was set on fulfilling my lifelong dream of becoming a medical doctor. So I would say I was in that box and didn't see anything beyond that. So they called back Harper Studios, Oprah Winfrey people. They called back. They called roughly about three times, two times. My cousin kept hanging up the phone on them, thinking that it was a prank call. And then after the second time, she was able to transfer over my number to them, and then they were able to directly contact me. And then I went through two series of interviews with them, and that alone earned me the opportunity to becoming a part of Oprah Winfrey's life class on You Become What You Believe. This was in October 2011. And I remember making it out to Chicago and being in that room surrounded by incredible women with incredible voices, but also listening to the story of Oprah Winfrey herself, sharing her story about how she came from rural Mississippi and how she emerged as a voice of hope and inspiration for such a time. But I think for me, what really struck a nerve was the fact that all these women had one common thread, and that common thread was that they had gone through a fair measure of pain, and that they'd been able to turn around their struggles into strength and their pain into their purpose. And that was the message that my 22-year-old self got from being in that room surrounded by those women. I'm pretty sure I was the youngest in that room on that day, And so and that for me really truly helped me to reframe and to shift the lens through which I connected with my pain and my process of becoming. So, you know, I started looking back at my journey and, you know, seeing divinity in that moment at 14 years old when I made a promise to my mother. And now being in that room surrounded by, you know, all these phenomenal women in Oprah Winfrey's live class. And then, you know, I was like, oh, wow. There's something here. So it was, I was just being led by intuition, being led by spirit. I obviously didn't know how that journey moving forward was going to unfold, but I know that everything shifted in me spiritually and consciously, consciousness wise as well. And then I continued with my studies, graduated, and upon graduating, received an opportunity to share my story on the TEDx platform. Now, as you already know, TEDx is one of the biggest international speaking platforms in the world. So I would say that was my launching pad. And that for me was the affirming opportunity that I was on the right path. So I wouldn't say it was just one moment. It's been a cumulative of beautiful, defined destiny moments that have unfolded in my mother's that have unfolded in my journey, starting with my mother's death at 14 when I made a promise to her, and finding myself being invited to be a part of Oprah Winfrey's live class, but also, you know, now speaking on the TEDx stage. So, for me, that's been the journey that led me to that place of recognizing the speaker in me, the coach in me, the mentor in me, and the teacher in me, you know, because I speak from my life experiences and use that to connect with people.
Right, right. And then when you think about, as women, we can, of course, endure so much. We are just designed to be able to endure so much. But when it comes to obstacles, and it's so very, very easy to give up at the first sign of any kind of trouble. And I always say that an obstacle is an opportunity to take a step back and just, you know, reflect on your life. It's almost like you're stepping outside of yourself, outside of your life, and saying, what's happening here? What can I do differently? Maybe, you know, God or whoever, you know, that person might believe in is trying to point me in a different direction. So I know that you had said that, you know, you felt like you were in this box because you knew what you knew. Mm-hmm. And a lot of times, we have to learn to push past our conditioning and to not settle for that mediocrity. Mm-hmm. So knowing that you used your pain and that was, you know, part of your story and that propelled you. When you are coaching, for example, and a woman is she's dealing with everything that life is throwing at her, and she's at the verge of giving up because she just feels like nothing else is working for me right now. It's not meant to happen. How do you help her through something like that?
Right. For me, you know, what I do is, first of all, I bring them to the awareness of that moment is a gift to them. That moment is presenting itself in that way to help them shift the lens through which they see themselves, but also to equip them more with strength, you know, with power, with compassion, with grace, and with power of purpose as well. It was through the gift of my defining moments that I was able to see clearly who I am in terms of my voice, in terms of what I'm called to do and to be at such a time, right? Which is why I believe in the power of turning our pain into purpose, turning our struggles into strength, because I know that when you're down to nothing, there is something that God is trying to reveal to you about who you are, right? So when you truly allow yourself to dine with that moment, not to pray for it to go away, to ask that pain, that circumstance, that moment to teach you, to transform you, to empower you, and for that revelation to come to you concerning who you are, the answers will come. And number two is that even when you're in that moment, when you're up against the wall, when it feels like you've done all that you could have possibly done, that moment is key to your evolution. And it is in those moments that God shows up. That God shows up in ways that you didn't imagine possible for you. There are things that I've been through, CJ, where and when as I look back now, I ask myself, how did I manage to make it through? How did I manage to attract that right person at the right time, or to manifest that miracle, to manifest what I needed and desired at that moment? And to be honest with you, the running thread in all of my circumstances is that I always make it through. But I always make it through also because of my belief system in those moments, also because of my thoughts in that moment, the story that I tell myself in those moments. So I am the kind of person who will never give up. Even during those moments, I tell myself a positive story about who I am. I tell myself a positive story about the circumstance that I'll be living through in that moment. And so that's what I will tell each and every woman who's listening and each and every woman who's probably going through something that is tough. And as I have, you know, been listening to a lot of different spiritual thought leaders, change makers, entrepreneurs, you name it, people, you know, who are leading beautiful, purpose-driven lives now. They always say to me, it was in my moment when I broke down that a breakthrough came.
Yes.
All of them. That's usually the case. So that's why I say that that moment when you're down to nothing is your greatest gift, because that is the moment that pushes you out of your comfort zone and makes you and forces you to see yourself through different lens, but also forces you to start thinking higher and bigger and, you know, and differently, most importantly. So that's what I would say, you know, it's the beginning of your journey when you're down to nothing. That's the beginning of your journey.
I totally agree. It's that moment when you feel like you just, you have nothing left.
Yeah.
You're running on fumes.
Yeah.
It pushed through.
Yes.
Your breakthrough is right on the other side
of
that.
Course.
And if you want it badly enough and you believe you deserve it as much as you do actually deserve it, if you might, even if you don't necessarily believe in that moment that you do, you deserve it and it will come to you.
Right.
Because God does not give you, and I always say God doesn't give you more than you can handle, but he sure tests us. He tests us a lot.
For sure. For sure.
Right. And he throws those obstacles and he throws those negative situations or people at us just to see how we would be able to navigate those. But I completely agree that when you feel you are like you are down to nothing, is that moment when everything will be revealed to you. So
it's when
knowing that there's someone. Go ahead.
Yeah, I was saying that it's when you're down to nothing that God is up to something. And I think also bringing ourselves to a place of knowing that our pain and our light runs parallel to each other. In order for the light in us to exist, there must have been darkness. So why then do we try and run away from our pain or our darkness? It's there to serve a unique purpose in our journey. It's there so that way the light can come in. You know, that's one of the things that I've learned about my life. Whenever something good is happening, rest assured there's something bad that's going to happen too, you know. So I've learned to receive it all with grace and love and to trust that, you know, both light and darkness, pain and good, you know, serve a unique purpose in my journey. And ultimately, you know, everything shows up in my life to make me a different person, because nothing is ever happening to you. Everything that God, life, the universe has allowed to happen to you was for you. And you'll see it in time as you look back and as you connect the dots and pieces of your journey in life. Yeah.
Yeah. And I like that you mentioned, you know, looking back because when we think about, I like to say, when we think about like how far we have to go on our own journeys, we have to also look back at how far we've come because it might not necessarily feel like you've done very much. But when you take that time and you show yourself that grace and you can take again that step back and say, wow, look at all that I have done. Look at how, you know, the decisions I have made, the people I have met, and where it has gotten me to this point. I can absolutely keep going. So I like that, just being able to look back. You know, you got to go through it to get through it.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yes.
Right?
Yes.
Right? So what I did, I love talking to you. It's just always kind of, don't pay attention to the time very much. But being an international speaker, being a medical doctor, a coach, you're motivating women, you're empowering women, you're sharing your story. Do you have anything, you know, coming up that, you know, you want people to know about or share with others, or just, do you just want them to follow you? So they're always kind of up to date.
Well, you know what? Well, it'll be good for them to follow me. I'm actually on Instagram. I go by Dr. Tabo, and I'm also on Twitter. I go by Dr. Tabo _. Basically, my name is Drthabo. And, but also I'm looking forward to creating a platform where we'll be celebrating other people's stories, stories of overcoming, stories of, you know, ordinary people doing extraordinary things in the world, stories of people who have managed to turn around their pain into purpose and their struggles into strength. Like I said, you know, I feel like that's what I'm here to do. So I'm working on creating a platform where we'll be advocating and sharing stories of such people, so that way we can continue on the path, continue on the journey, spreading healing, hope, and light. And I've always said this, when we share our stories, when we share our truth, when we allow ourselves to be vulnerable, we give people, other people, the empowerment that they need through them seeing a piece of themselves in our stories, and then being reminded that they too can overcome whatever adversities that they're going through, whatever hand life would be dealing them with at that point in time. Because really and truly, when you look at it, CJ, we all have the power to rise above. We all have the power to transcend our circumstances. But sometimes what we need is that hope, you know, to continue on. Sometimes what we need is that story to continue on. It is through the powerful stories that that hope is ignited, that we receive inspiration as well from people who look like us and who sound like us. And I think that is key. So that is the next project that I'm working on, creating a platform where voices of ordinary people who are doing extraordinary things in the world. I'm looking forward to that, and I hope you'll be tuning in and joining in on the journey.
Of course.
So
I'm excited.
Yeah,
I'm excited. And before I let you go, although you've shared many nuggets already during the conversation, is there something that you want to, a nugget that you want to leave with listeners, that woman that hasn't, you know, quite stepped out of her box or hasn't quite learned to use her pain as her fuel to find her power? What would you say to that woman?
I would say, you are the light in the tunnel. Right where you are right now, this moment of pain is your gift. Give it permission and allow it to transform you, to empower you into the full manifestation of who you're called to be. You are light in the tunnel.
That was beautiful. Thank you so much for being here with me today, Tabo. This was a great conversation, and it was right on time, because I know you have touched many women just by sharing your story and sharing your experiences. Thanks so much for being here with me today.
Thank you for having me.
Well, we've come to the end of the episode, and girl, can I just say that I hope that you enjoyed listening to this conversation as much as I enjoyed being a part of it. How inspired are you feeling right now? Be sure to subscribe so that you don't miss out on what we have coming up, because these will just keep getting better and better. If you're a young woman ready to get out of that grind to five rut and find your shine to five purpose, connect with me on my website, kristennjames.com. Take care until next time. And as I always say, have a sparkling day.